Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Wednesday, and usually we have Dr. Jeff Galini on, but he's traveling out to the Fit Expo. And I actually didn't find out until yesterday, late in the day, that we wouldn't have a show today. And it's almost magical when this thing happens to me and the stars align and I reach out to this certain person and I go, hey, can you come on the air completely unscripted, completely unprepared, and talk about this topic? And he and I produce some of the best shows together that I produce. That's Brooks Kubik. How you doing, Brooks?
Hey, Carl. I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. And so, you know, and this is something that I know firsthand that you have a strong belief in. Today's show is called Lose with Resolutions, Win with Rededication. And I don't know if you've noticed it at all, but there was literally no big fanfare made about celebrity resolutions this year or people's resolutions in general. Usually the Today Show and all these morning shows, they go around, they ask me, what's your resolution? What's your resolution? They do whole segments about people's resolutions. I noticed media was completely devoid of that, first of all. But more importantly, I showed up at the gym yesterday and today, just like any other days of the week, and the gym was not infested with newcomers. It was just the regular crowd that's always there. And I'm thinking, what happened? Didn't we just have New Year's Eve? Didn't everybody just resolve to change their lives 100% from the way they've been living for the past 30 years? What happened?
Well, you're also saying the same thing on social media. There's just not the typical, you know, it's the start of the new year and we need all kinds of resolutions and we need to, you know, do this and this and this and this and this and we need to start this and stop that and yada, yada, yada. There just is not that much of it.
But do you think that people mm-hmm. have finally wisened up and realized that the whole process of creating a resolution is built around failure and expected failure, I should say. And you think people finally are getting it? They're going, I'm not going to do this anymore.
I think some people are getting it. You know, you and I have done shows about this probably 3 or 4 times, 5 or 6 maybe.
Yeah.
And I've written about it in you know, my blog posts at the Dinosaur Training blog. I've been putting the message out there for probably 10 years now. Other people are starting to, or have been, putting a similar message out. And I would imagine that anyone who is paying attention and anyone who has been paying attention for the last couple of years is probably done with the whole New Year's resolutions bit. And is approaching life a lot more, a lot differently.
I have to agree. I think we're getting, maybe this is evolution. Maybe we're gonna stop falling for this pandering. You know, so I'm not playing with semantics here. Resolution mm-hmm. and rededication. It's very, very, you know, people say when you start looking at the world differently, you know, things start looking different. You know, yes, it's true. But results become different as well. The word resolution focuses on everything that you've been doing wrong, and now you're going to start doing those things right. Rededication focuses on all the things you've been doing right, and you're just going to apply greater amounts of time to those things. This is a vastly different perspective to look at any milestone for moving forward progressively in your life, in your job. So this whole idea of resolution is built around perceived and expected failure. I haven't ever been able to do this, but these next 3 weeks of completely obliterating my body with crap food and booze and doing everything that's wrong is going to catapult me. It's going to springboard me into the willpower and the dedication to do those things right and eradicate them from my life once and for all. Ha, ha, ha. Right? Like, everybody knows, it's like, oh, they're already making jokes. Oh, I can't wait for March when all the newbies are out of the gym. Because we know. But what rededication does is it goes, the things that I'm doing right in my life, I'm getting to the gym twice a week. I'd like to get there four times a week. I'm going to rededicate myself. I'm going to reapply myself. I'm going to add more gravity to that action. It focuses on the positive things that you're doing and says, I want to do more of that. Very, very different. What do you think?
Well, I think that that is pretty much the approach that I use in my own life. So for that reason, I guess I'm biased in favor of that approach and saying that that's a good approach. But you know what I've done is very methodically and systematically. Big surprise to anyone who knows me that I would be methodical and systematic and analytical, right?
Right.
But you know what I've done is I've looked back over 2017. I've gone back to 2016 and 2015 as well. And I've done this for my business, for the dinosaur training business, for personal things, my personal life, you know, things that are personal to me and Trudy, where we live, where we want to live, how we live, you know, all of that, and my training. And by training, I guess I mean my strength and health journey, which includes diet and nutrition as a component of it. I don't really break diet and nutrition out. I just kind of look at the whole strength and health journey, which has the training component and the, you know, the strength goals, the health goals, and diet and nutrition. So it's all one package. But what I do is I look back and I focus on what worked, and then what I want to do in 2018 is do more of what worked.
Right.
Do less of what didn't work, or change, fine-tune, retweak the things that didn't work or didn't work as well as one wanted. And,
right.
You know, it's exactly what you're saying, but, it, you know, I'm doing it in a systematic way because all these things tie together. And I'm really focusing on, okay, if something worked well, I want to keep doing more of that, and I want to focus on it. Can I share a little story quickly?
Please, please.
Okay. Well, it's not a me story, but it illustrates the point. It's something that it's a podcast that I heard not very long ago. And it was a podcast about a fella who is, he and his wife are making their living as farmers. And they're doing it in a very unusual way. They are making a living as farmers on a farm that is only something like, I think, half an acre.
Oh, my gosh. How can they even feed themselves with that?
Well, I saw that. It popped up in my Facebook feed, and I said, okay, I'm going to listen to that while I'm having lunch because that sounds interesting. So here's a podcast radio show about a fellow who makes a living off a half-acre farm, and he started out by saying, you know, someone, the guy that was interviewing him, the host of the show, said, you know, well, what, you know, tell us how you developed this approach. And he said, well, I started to read about Japanese management. You know, and my ears perked up. I'm like, wait a second. I thought we were talking about growing vegetables. And he was talking about principles of Japanese management, one of which in Japanese business. And one of the principles, he said, was to eliminate waste. And by that, he didn't mean like, you know, vegetable waste or wasted food or composting. No, he was talking about wasted time, wasted effort, wasted energy, doing things in your business that really were not productive. For example, building up a huge inventory that's just going to sit there for a year or two doesn't make sense for a lot of businesses. And similarly, what he found was when he was growing everything on a very large farm, he had some things that sold well, and he did very well with them. Some things were basically break even, and some things he couldn't sell, and he lost money and time on them. But all of these things took the same amount of time. So he looked and he said, okay, what are we selling? Well, they're selling lots and lots of heritage tomatoes. So why not specialize on heritage tomatoes? And when you go to the farmer's market, be the one person that has the best heritage tomatoes and all kinds of different heritage tomatoes, and everyone comes to your booth to buy those. And he has a couple other items. He probably has 8 or 10 items that he grows now, but they are basically his best sellers. And then what he did, he said, you know, I'm spending a lot of time going to the farmer's market, setting up, et cetera. I live close to town. Why not just have my regular customers come out and pick their stuff up here instead of me going to the market and they buy it there? It's the same driving distance and the same time for them. And it saves me time and allows me to focus on what's most important, which is growing the 10 crops that make money for me. And then he had been spending lots of time putting everything in special boxes and wrapping them up and, you know, bows and ribbons and everything. And he thought, you know what? My regular customers don't want that. They just want these nice tomatoes and greens and the other things that they buy from me. So I'll just put them in a nice-looking wooden box, and that's it, period. End of story. So what he did was he eliminated everything that was not truly productive for him. And he ended up, when he stripped away the non-productive elements, he and his wife were able to make a very nice living off of a half-acre farm.
Wow.
And I thought, well, you know, that's exactly the way to look at your physical culture journey in any particular year. You look back before, you look at what worked.
Right.
What made a difference.
Right.
And you look back at the things that didn't work or didn't make a difference, or the things that took a huge amount of time, beat you up terribly, but really weren't that effective in your training or in your diet, your nutrition, your lifestyle. And the things that don't work or that only work moderately well in proportion to the effort that you expend on them or the time that you expend on them, get rid of them. And focus or rededicate yourself on the things that truly make a positive impact for you.
Right.
So I think that's very similar to your idea of rededicating yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to take a commercial break, and I want to come back and explore this a little bit further, because some of the things that you've mentioned, they're actually profound, but they also require a certain level of paying attention. A lot of people just keep doing the same thing over and over again and getting the same results but expecting different results. I want to talk about this is a really good time for people, whether you believe that the new year is a time to rededicate or not. You can rededicate yourself every single week, every single month. And we're going to get into more of that when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
A-T-R-A-N-T-I-L, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Brooks Cubic today. We're talking about the difference between resolution and rededication. Brooks, plug your website real quick for people who don't know who you are.
I'm at www.brookscubic, BrooksCubic.com.
And there's a lot of great information.
You can also find
there.
It if you can't remember that, or if you misspell my name, you put in a C instead of a K. Just type Brooks Cubic Dinosaur Training, and that'll take you to my website.
There you go. They're synonymous, Brooks Cubic and Dinosaur Training. So the word resolution implies a decision. And the core word of rededication is dedication, which implies an action, a task, apply, being dedicated. It's actually it assumes you're already doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Most people at New Year's resolve to do things they're not currently doing. Again, it focuses on what you're not doing. It focuses on the negative. But rededication assumes that you're doing some things that are good, and you're just going to expand upon those. Or it could be you're rededicating yourself to your journey, which allows you to bring new things into the fold. Like if you say, well, I am going to continue to become a better lifter. Well, that may require that you buy some lifting gloves, or that may. So, but the bottom line is the difference between rededication and resolution cannot be ignored, because when you rededicate yourself, it assumes that you've been doing these things for some period of time already. And maybe you've swayed and you've gotten off track and you just need to get back on track. Brooks, we talked about this off air. These guided missiles that we have today, these smart bombs, it is said that they are off course more often than they are on course. They're always correcting themselves. They get off course, they correct themselves. Isn't that equivalent to rededication to the path as opposed to the decision to go? Let me make a decision now. I'm going to start doing this.
I think it is, and it certainly applies to physical training, to the strength and health journey that I mentioned earlier. And the reason that I say that it applies is that although it is a very good thing to carefully plan how you are going to train, what you are going to do, how you're going to eat, the more thought you give to these things, the better. But you then have to take action.
Right.
And when you take action, what you'll find is that you have to constantly analyze what's working and what's not. And you have to make adjustments. You have to make changes. That's just part of the journey. And a lot of people make the mistake, not only at New Year's, but all year round. They make the mistake of just agonizing over, you know, getting exactly the right program or exactly the right diet. And, you know, they just go back and forth. You know, I get emails from people, Brooks, what's best? You know, should I do 5x5 or 6x6 or 3x8 or 5, 4, 3, 2, 1?
Yes, you got to email back. Yes, do all of them, but do them all continuously for a year.
Well, you know, what's best? Bench press, incline press, dumbbell incline press. Tell me, please, you know, is it a 45-degree incline, a 30, a 35? What is best? You know, and the answer is pick something that you think, based on your past experience, will work for you. And then try it. Do it. And see what happens. For example, you may decide, I'm going to train my chest with 45-degree dumbbell incline presses. Okay, fine. Good choice. But when you do it, you may say, you know, I think it would work better if I lowered the incline a little bit. You know, I think maybe a 30-degree would work better for me. Okay, fine. Try it and see. And it's the same on any exercises for any parts of the body. It's the same for sets. It's the same for reps. It's the same for how many days a week you train. All kinds of variables come into play. Your job is to put together a program that you think is going to work, and then do it. Try it.
But the do it is the important part, because most people don't do anything for any length of time adequately enough to see any changes in their bodies, and that's why these right now it's like a feeding frenzy between Jenny Craig and
Yeah.
You know, it's like they know people are going to spend money right now. And people will, oh, well, I'm going to do this for, if I do this for 2 weeks, I'll lose 13 pounds. It's like if you did anything consistently for any length of time, I don't care if it was eat cardboard and drink water, you will lose weight. The problem is most people don't do anything long enough to see any results. And that
absolutely.
If you do the wrong thing long enough, you'll see results. I like the quote you just posted. You tagged me in a quote from Socrates. Mm-hmm. The secret of change is to focus all of your energies not on fighting the old, but on building the new. And that's what we're talking about. Resolution is fighting the old. It's like, oh, I'm not going to do those horrible things to myself anymore. Building new is saying, hey, I've got these things that I can build on. I'm already doing these things. I need to do more of it. I think people think I'm getting really caught on the minutiae of these two words. You know, oh, Carl, no, but it really does make a difference the way you think of things. It really, really does, because those words that you use to describe things are anchored in emotions. And if you've ever made one resolution that you've bailed on, then every resolution thereafter is tainted with that opportunity to fail and let yourself off the hook.
Well, that's true. The quote comes from one of my longtime dinosaur trainers, Zale Kalsa, who's a chiropractor out in Los Angeles, and a very good one. And it popped up right at the break. I thought it was perfect.
Yeah.
He framed it by saying setting intentions rather than making resolutions, which is very similar to what we're saying, and it goes back again to those words. And the focus on the words, and I completely agree with you. The words are very important. The focus of the word rededicate is dedicating. It's rededicating. And I view dedicating yourself to an activity or a cause or a goal as something that involves not only thinking about it, not only wanting it, not only trying to achieve it, but going out and doing whatever it takes.
Yeah, it's almost like a zealot.
Whatever
like a
you have dedicated yourself to achieving.
Because dedication is usually a word used by zealots, right? They'll go through a wall because they believe in what they believe in.
Yeah, break through a wall, smash through a wall.
Yeah, and rededication implies you've been doing some of these things already. Why not just do more of it? So it's actually something you're doing now. It's a positive.
Absolutely, and that goes back to this whole idea of take the time to go back and think through what has worked for you in the past. And rededicate yourself to doing those things. For example, you know, you were talking about, you know, everyone's going off on a diet craze this month. Okay. Well, if you have used, I'll just pick Weight Watchers out. I'm sorry, Weight Watchers people. I'm just pulling the name out of the air to make a point. If you have tried Weight Watchers in the past, and it hasn't worked very well, well, why try it now? On the other hand, if you have done Weight Watchers and it's worked very well for you, why do anything else? You know? I mean, look back to what worked. And the same goes for training. The same goes for all aspects of your life. It's funny how people often get caught up at this time of year in jumping right into something new and different, and often dramatically new and different. And you know, you look at that and you're like, why are you doing that? Why not focus on what you know works and rededicate yourself to doing the things that worked.
I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to flip the script on this a little bit. I want to talk about health.
Okay.
We've been talking about fitness and training, but this is also a time where people look at their health and they take have an opportunity to take responsibility for the things that they've contributed to where they are and rededicate themselves. And there's some hard decisions to be made. I'm doing one right now. I want to share with the audience. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad today.
If you've followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained fasted and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LiveOnLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's 26 minutes to 1 Eastern, and the weather at the airport is 25.9 degrees Fahrenheit. Brr, it's cold in Louisville. Brooks, yesterday I got in the car and it was -2 when I was driving to the gym. Talk about dedication.
Well, at least you were driving to the gym.
Yeah, I know. Is your gym in the garage now, or did you bring it down in the basement?
Well, I haven't been on the show for a while, so you may not know. We've moved. We sold the house and downsized, and we're living in a duplex. In the Highlands, and we're on the second floor. The gym is down in the basement where I've set up squat stands, barbell, trap bar. Trudy has some things also. And that's the inside gym for when the weather is bad. And the outside gym is not in the garage because the garage floor isn't suited for lifting and there's not enough room for overhead stuff anyway. So it's outside in the driveway. And I just moved some rubber mats out and set
things up. I've seen you doing Olympic lifting out there. And so obviously training at minus two is not a good idea for the older lifter, is it?
No, it's not. And I have not trained outside since I think it was either Christmas Eve or Christmas. There was one day when it was cold, but it was not too bad. And I bundled up in double layers and went out and did some relatively light Olympic lifting. But it's been way too cold to do anything outside. I also do a lot of walking, and there were a couple of days where even the walking was pretty much a no-do.
Yeah.
But, you know, I did train. I went down in the basement and did squats, and all was good.
When I was 19, 20, 21, 22, my Harley-Davidson Sportster was my only source of transportation. I was in college, and I used to ride my motorcycle to school every day. If they plowed I hated taking the A train into the city. It was just a pain in the ass. And so if they plowed the streets, I was on my motorcycle. And when it gets cold like this, and I've ridden in 2 degrees, and, you know, I'm bundled up. I've got leathers on. I've got leather chaps on. I mean, I'm dressed appropriately, but I always wore a half helmet and didn't wear a visor. So I used to take a couple bandanas and tie them around my face so that it would break the wind so I could breathe easily. And inevitably, with every breath that you take in, the hairs in your nostrils freeze solid, like little porcupine spines, and then they thaw as you breathe out. It's the most amazing phenomenon. Anyone who's ridden in the winter right now, who's listening to the show, is shaking their head. And the tears freeze as they run out of the crack of your eyes, running towards your ears. They freeze on the side of your face. And then you stop at the light and you hold your hands over your engine and you warm up. And it's just, it's high intensity freeze training is what it is. You light to light in the city. It's just an amazing experience. Anyway, I digress. I apologize for that. So the other group of people that are out there today are people like myself who, realize they've been doing things to their body that have not been healthy and they've paid the price and it's time to rededicate yourself to health. And this is a bit harder, in my humble opinion. I've had to admit to myself that coffee and I don't get along. The reason my gut is as messed up, and I know you love coffee, so I'm not saying to people they shouldn't drink coffee. This is just for me. But coffee and my gut don't work. And when I lay off coffee, my gut gets great, and I feel confident again, and I start drinking coffee a little bit here and there. Oh, a cup here and there. Next thing you know, it's 2 cups a day, and next thing you know, I'm back to where I am. So I have to give up coffee forever if I want my gut health to stay good. And that's a hard decision to make, and I get it. People like, you know, I hear people say stuff like this all the time. Well, I don't want to give that up. But, you know, that makes life worthwhile. But really what makes life worthwhile is optimal health, not the enjoyment of a cup of coffee. And so this is a time for people who have health challenges to look in the mirror and know no one is judging you for the things that you've done to your health, but it's time to stop. If there's something in your diet you know that you don't do well with, but you love it so much, stop. Stop hurting yourself. Imagine yourself as a child. Imagine yourself as a child and someone's forcing you to eat something that's going to make you feel terrible. That's child abuse. It's time. This is a good time for people to look at themselves and say, okay, I'm going to rededicate myself to health. All those bad actors in my diet, gone. I'm done. Maybe you got to do them one at a time. Coffee first and something else. But this is a good time to rededicate yourself back to health as well.
Absolutely. And the focus, you know, your word choice is showing a little bit different focus. You are not making a New Year's resolution to give up coffee.
No.
You are rededicating yourself to the achievement of maximum health.
And of something I have equity in already. So let's say I'm only 80% or 70% of where I could be. Again, that's why I like the word rededication, because it focuses on the positives, the things that you have already. Ah, I have some health. I just want it to be better instead of I'm giving up coffee.
Well, you know, it's interesting because the rededication concept allows you to cut back on something, eliminate something, boom, right like that, or cut back gradually with the goal towards eventually eliminating something. You know, it has a lot of room there, a lot of flexibility, and there may be some things where you say, okay, you know what, from now on forward, in order to achieve my strength and health goals, in this case really a health goal, from this point forward, I no longer will be eating something or drinking something that I know disagrees with me. But you also, for other things, you may say, okay, what I'm going to do is to cut back on something or reduce the amount of something or replace one thing with another thing that I think will be healthier for me. Or to say, I am going to focus on more of something because I believe it is healthier for me, or it is a healthy thing for me. Case in point, we've talked before about my glaucoma diagnosis.
Right.
And I've been doing some reading about diet, nutrition, and glaucoma. And there are certain foods that are extremely good for eye health, including perhaps folks like me with glaucoma. And among those are berries.
Mm.
Okay, blackberries, blueberries, raspberries, but, you know, colored berries, and it's because of the anthocyanins in the berries. The phytochemicals are so powerful and so connected to eye health that when you consume them and they enter your bloodstream, they actually go right to the eyeballs and start promoting eye health.
Interesting.
Very interesting thing. It's also very interesting because the color of this particular phytochemical is sky blue. Okay? Which, of course, is what the human eye in the natural world looks at all the time.
Right.
Isn't that interesting?
Interesting.
Okay. So anyhow, you know, I read that, you know, and I, you know, said to Trudy, okay, I want to do everything that I can to promote the health of my eyes as I grow older. And if there are good phytochemicals in dark berries, I want to have dark berries every day. If I can't have dark berries, I want to have a dark berry juice, but I'm going to make it a point every day I'm going to include that as part of what I eat. Okay, so that's what we're doing. And that's, you know, that's an example of rededicating yourself to health, but not by eliminating something, rather by adding something.
Right.
Another thing, you know, going back to the example of coffee, I've found the same thing, that as I get older, coffee just is not a friend.
Really? Because I know you loved, I mean, you were the, because you write so much too. I know that, you know, it's almost like coffee is an accessory, a cup of, you know, mug of coffee sitting on your desk while you're writing.
Yeah. Well, you know, and a lot of writers have used a cigarette at the desk as the same sort of prop if
right.
you will, as part of your writing. It's almost a ritual. You know, you make a cup of coffee, you sit down, you're smelling the coffee, and you're writing.
Right.
And, you know, that's something that I've done since my college days. You know, I've done a whole lot of writing in my life. I've sat at a typewriter or a keyboard or, you know, sometimes written things out longhand. But I've done an awful lot of it, and I usually had a cup of coffee there. You know, and anyhow, as I get older, it just doesn't work for me very well. It's too acidic. And it messes up my stomach, and I've been doing some reading about it. And, you know, there are some people who think that it really plays havoc with your gut bacteria.
Well, and at the same time, caffeine in and of itself, through the lining of the stomach, as you start to become more permeable, let's say.
Yeah, you know.
It affects the vagus nerve. It affects the vagus nerve. It affects digestion. It affects the esophageal sphincter muscles. It does a lot of nasty stuff. And it's... And you know what I think it is, Brooks? We're not drinking the coffee that our parents drank, that little 3-ounce cup of fairly clear water. Mm-hmm. Today, boutique coffees have a certain level of turbidity to them. They have sediment in them. When you finish, you look down, there's mud in the bottom of your cup. Well, guess what? That's just the mud that settled. The mud that stayed afloat went into your stomach and is irritating the crap out of the lining of your stomach right now as you sit there. And this is why people who drink coffee always belch, always feel a little bloated, just a little. It's not like, oh, you know, you just notice that, you know, when you start out in the morning and you drink that coffee, all of a sudden you become aware of your gut as you're drinking coffee the first thing mm-hmm. in the morning.
Well, so you're finding the same thing that I'm fine.
And I'm going to tell you something, Brooks, and I hate mm-hmm. to do this because I know that I'm going to get harpooned for saying this, but I believe a large majority of the gut problems in America today, which 70%, estimated 70% of people live with some form of gut issue, I think a large majority of it is contributed to, there are other things afoot, contributed to by the constant consumption of these poultices that we call coffee today.
Huh. Wow. And you know, the related thing to your point about what's in the coffee is the size of the cup of coffee has
yeah.
changed enormously. I mean, you know,
that was
pretty much everything else. They've supersized everything, including coffee.
A venti was 3 cups of coffee to my mother. A venti. That's a medium. Yeah. That's a medium. I mean, come on. What do you? Oh, my God. You know, humans are just gluttonous animals. That's all we are. We really are. All right, let's take our last commercial break,
okay.
And then we'll wrap this discussion up. You're listening to Supreme Radio. BrooksKubik.com, BrooksKubik.com. Go there today. Be stronger tomorrow.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
A-T-R-A-N-T-I-L, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
You've heard about turmeric, and you probably use it. It's one of the most talked about health foods in America. Pure Indian Foods sources certified organic turmeric from small farmers in India. This limited edition turmeric is standardized to contain high, naturally occurring curcumin, which is the good stuff you want. It's also lab tested for heavy metals, which you want less of in your food. Psst, don't tell too many people about it. It's limited edition. Get yours today. Go to highcurcuminturmeric.com today to learn more.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs. You too can benefit from Live On Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Live On Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports, The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance, reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back.
Hello, boys and girls.
We're talking with Brooks Kubik. And today we've been talking about the difference between framing what you do at the beginning of the year as rededication or framing it as a resolution. And they're vastly different. And I would really love to see people start using this term. And even if you have to explain it to people. It's too late to use it now. Maybe it's not, right, Brooks? I mean, it may some people are still talking about what they're going to do for the new year. But
it's not too late. And you know, the other part of the conversation, the other thing to mention is that everybody, no matter what day it is or what time of year it is, everybody needs to think about the things that they will dedicate themselves to achieving. You know, everybody has things that resonate with them, both physical culture, strength and health things, and of course, things in other aspects of their life. But the point is, you can't be half in and half out.
Right.
You have to be dedicated. And the whole point of rededicating yourself to the achievement of a particular goal or to a particular lifestyle or whatever, it doesn't make sense unless you already have dedicated yourself to that goal or that lifestyle. So, I would suggest to people, don't focus on resolutions. Focus on the most important things for you and dedicate yourself to the achievement of those things and work towards the achievement of those things, those goals, for the entire year, for all of 2018. And then in 2019, you can look back and you can think about whether you need to rededicate yourself to certain things or not. You may find that the power of those goals, the power of dedicating yourself to the achievement of those goals, carries you through 2018 with flying colors. And that, by the way, may be why you don't see a whole lot of new people at the gym this January. It may be that everybody who's going to your gym has made that choice. They have dedicated themselves to the achievement of strength and health and fitness through diet, nutrition, and exercise. They've already made the step of dedicating themselves to the process. And if they have, good for them.
I hope that's it, because that gives me a lot of hope for humankind, that they can't keep being duped year after year into this whole make a resolution. You know, and industries, they bargain on this. I mean, resolution dollars are going to be spent here. You know,
absolutely. People,
I mean,
yeah.
This is a big thing. And if we take that away from them, you know, we actually outsmart the industries then. It's like they start running their ads in November, December, and January to try to get those dollars that they want to pry out of your hands, and they don't, those dollars don't come. They go, oh, I guess they figured it out. There's no magic in making a resolution. The magic is in rededicating yourself to the things that are important to you.
I was listening to a podcast last night, and an eminent surgeon who is trying to promote a lifestyle that focuses on healthy diet and healthy nutrition and regular exercise, and therefore makes many surgeries, probably most surgeries, unnecessary.
Wow. Okay?
He was making the very same point, but he was talking about the pharmaceutical industry, the health industry, medical industry, and all of these, and he was saying, you know, if everybody focused on making people as healthy as possible, we could achieve tremendous things. The problem is, it doesn't make money for anyone. In fact, it reduces their money and eventually doesn't quite eliminate it, but comes darn close.
Right.
And he was saying that, in a nutshell, is the problem. Well, where would the resolution industry be and everyone who's making money off of the resolution business? Where would that be if people got away from resolutions and they simply dedicated themselves to the achievement of strength, health, and fitness by doing the things they know they should be doing? Exercise, good diet, good nutrition, healthy lifestyle.
Sleep.
All the things you talk about on the show, the things your guests cover on the show, you know, the things the members of the superhuman nation
right.
know these things. If everyone dedicated themselves to doing those things and worked on doing them all year round, the resolution business would bite the dust.
No, you're right.
It's a business that, as you said earlier, is predicated on people's failures.
Yes. Yes.
And the fact that they tend to repeat those failures over and over and over.
Well, and something you said earlier about the farmer, the micro farmer, and how they arrived at this, like, all we really need phenomenon by focusing on just the things that work. And the problem is that most people are oblivious to anything that works for them. So you have to be aware in the first place. And I'm sad to say this, and I don't say this like so that I can act like I'm better than some portion of our population. But that's not it. But the reality is a large majority of our population are in the dark completely about any of this. I just had this conversation with a fellow named Tim Bruce, who said he's changed jobs. He wants to be in the fitness industry. He's working as a fitness professional now. And he says to me, I'm startled by the number of people who don't know anything about what stuff, the stuff that we all know, take for granted about nutrition and how it affects, you know, protein synthesis and body fat changes. And he says, it's just, I just assume everybody knows this. So it's not, doesn't require repeating. And then you realize it does require repeating because we represent maybe, and maybe I'm being generous by saying this, but we represent maybe 10% of the population, maybe smaller, maybe five of people who care about their health, take responsibility for their health, learn how to be healthy for them, pay attention to what goes on with them, make changes as necessary for them. Because believe me, because if the majority of people were like us, products like Nexium would never sell. People would go like, well, no, if chili makes me upset in my stomach, I just don't eat chili. I don't need Nexium. I don't need something to be dumb. Oh, give me something that lets me be dumb. Give me something that I can eat something that's not good for me because that's what I want to do. I want to be dumb. All of this is predicated on being self-aware and being a critical thinker. Are we asking too much of the population? Am I too cynical?
Well, boy, that's a topic for a whole nother show, isn't it?
Anyway,
Carl, you are never cynical. When I think of Carl, I think he's never cynical. He is always politically correct.
Seriously?
And
you think I'm Do you really think I'm politically correct? I guess I try to be. Yeah, I do. I strive to be. You're right. I don't want to insult anybody.
I was joking because you get labeled as politically incorrect so often.
All the time.
It is difficult to look and see so many people who make so many mistakes in the strength and health aspect of their life. You know, most people, for starters, just are oblivious to it.
Right.
And that's a horrible shame. Then you have people who try things, but gosh, they really could be, should be doing so much better, and I guess they just don't know. And then you have people who, and this is what mystifies me, they try things that don't work, and they just keep repeating some variation of that over and over and over, thinking, I guess, that sooner or later it'll work, but it never does.
Or hoping that it'll work. I mean, you came on my show a couple of years ago and talked about when you went vegan for a year. And you had to abandon it because you had to be honest with yourself that you felt sick and you got weak and you didn't, nothing was working right. But there are people out there that completely ignore that because being vegan, whatever that means to them, is more important than feeling strong and feeling healthy. So
there are people who make all kinds of mistakes over and over, and they don't learn from their mistakes. And you know, to your point, real briefly, I actually have been following a whole food plant-based diet for the last 5 months.
Now, are we talking about no animal protein at all?
No animal protein at all.
Okay.
And that, you know, that obviously is something that we can talk about on another show.
Yeah, we have to do that. Yeah.
Here's the thing. A, it's been working very well. B, I'm doing it much differently than before. And I'm because I learned from my mistakes. And I'm not repeating those mistakes. I'm making changes to improve the whole process. And you know, I'm very much attuned of what works and what
okay,
doesn't.
I want to do this interview next week then. I'm going to book you for next week. I want to talk about this because this is pretty exciting and interesting to me. Because I know that you thought the vegan diet was the pox, but now you're saying that there is a way to do it where it's not the pox, and I want to know more about that.
Okay, sounds good.
Well, that's it. Let's plug the website. It's BrooksCubic, KUBIK.com. If you can't find it, just Google Brooks Cubic Dinosaur Training, and you will find it. And hopefully people get something out of this today. I hope they did. I, you know, you just want to be a slightly better version of yourself tomorrow than you are today. That should be the goal overall. Rededicate yourself to that.
And that's the goal for every day.
Yes, rededicate yourself to that. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.
Thank you, Carl.